Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and ways to recognize your true human and spiritual potential and to achieve your most purposeful life journey. Today, I welcome Mia Tamikawa, who is a United States spokesperson for the new book, Invitation to Happiness, written by spiritual leader and author, Master Ryuho Okawa, whose purpose is to help the reader find joy by connecting with that small, quiet inner voice, spirit, soul, or higher self. Hello, Mia, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Cheryl. Thank you for having me today.
Mia, as listeners of Healing From Within know, it is the prime objective or mission of this show to awaken our listeners to a more conscious awareness of life, its possibilities, and the unique duality of our energetic and physical values, so we may learn to live in harmony with our own needs and interests, serve others and the world as we evolve and come to understand the intuitive forces that work with us for self-improvement and for refining all aspects of life universally. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Mia will help us discover a new sense of self and discuss practical tools for creating new habits for a more carefree, grounded spiritual life through 7 inspirations or themes, and guide us to find the angel within, that force that supports us to be courageous, inspired, and true to ourselves. Mia, I always ask my guests to think back to their childhood, to share an experience or dream that may have encouraged them to the work and interest they have now as adults. Because, in other words, as children, I believe we are already imbued with certain awareness of what our life should be about. So think back for a minute to your earliest time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have some experiences as a girl. Although my parents never taught me that there is an existence, like a spiritual being, that supports us, I always believed in this existence that was always helping me. And I used to pray whenever I had difficulties at school or whenever I had trouble with my friends, you know, I used to pray to this inner existence. And she always gave me some kind of signs or answers to solve any issues that I faced. Or if I lost something really important, I would pray to this inner existence, and I would close my eyes and just wander around the room, pointing my finger, and then I knew intuitively that this lost item will be in here, you know, inside a closet or inside a desk. And my inner voice would tell me where to find it. So that was a very unique experience that I had as a little child.
Well, you were a sensitive child, and most of the guests on my show and authors of books and people interested in this energy or force of creation started early on in life to know that there was something more than we were seeing with our 5 senses, and more perhaps than we were being told. So I was very similar in that way. And as I observed the adults in my life, I often wondered why they didn't feel or sense what I felt. And I also prayed and asked for guidance, even though I did not come from a spiritual or religious family. So we had that beginning, which was so beautiful. Now, please tell us something about the author of this book and head of Happy Science.
Sure. Ryuho Okawa is, as you introduced at the very beginning, he's author, a thinker, and a spiritual leader, and he's written more than 2,000 books, and his books have been translated into 28 languages. So he's very, very popular author in Japan. And not only that, he's the founder of Happy Science, and Happy Science is a global spiritual movement dedicated to bringing greater happiness to humankind. And what's beautiful about Happy Science is that it's open to people of all faiths and walks of life. So we are really open to different beliefs, and we are based on the principles of happiness, which is a principle of love, wisdom, and self-reflection and progress. And this principle of happiness is a very global principle that can apply to people from different backgrounds and cultures and even religions.
Yes, and his books, I have read many of them, address vital issues such as how our thoughts influence reality, the nature of love, and the path to enlightenment. And in regard to happiness or suffering, we know each person makes their choice. And I feel very much like Ryoho Okawa in regard to the personal power we all possess within and how we must align to our higher self. And in reference to that thought, in my book, The Living Spirit, I expressed happiness this way, and I wrote, "Since I receive intuitive messages for my clients, many people ask me, how can I find peace and happiness in my life? And this is the answer I give. Before there can be peace and happiness in a person's life and in the world, every person must be responsible to do their own work, acknowledging what may need to change within their attitudes or actions so they may better relate to the outer world. Finding true happiness and joy is the natural outcome of self-investigation. There are no shortcuts, and no one can make you happy or unhappy unless you give them the power to do that by surrendering or giving away your personal power." So Mia, our inner angel that we will now discuss helps us to make the choice to be happy or to suffer, as the choice is always ours. So please tell us about the inner angel you talk about, and is it the same as a guardian spirit?
Yes, it is basically the same as your guardian spirit. It's a spiritual existence that supports and guides us and stands beside us all through our life. And look, Yuho Okawa talks about how our souls are actually much bigger than we are aware of, and only part of our soul comes down to this earth when we are born. And the rest of the soul remains in the spirit world where we came from. And this spiritual existence in the spirit world watches over us from the spirit world and helps us live a better life.
So our soul is like a flower. It's made up of several petals or individual energies. And as an energy healer, I believe that. I believe that part of our energy is watching and learning and growing and expanding as they experience what we are learning here in this physical realm. So what are the other petals of each of us?
Well, like you said, there are five or six different petals in a flower, and each petal takes turn to be born into this world to experience different ages or cultures, and that way we can learn a lot and we can experience different experiences. And of course, when we are in the spirit world, we have a wider perspective because we're looking from above. So it's like if you can think of your parents watching over your children, you know, you'd be kind of guiding them, but you can't really tell them to do what you want them to do because you want them to learn through the experiences. So they're more like our guardians watching over from the spirit world.
Right, and they can't interfere perhaps with our destiny or the plan we may have worked out for ourselves before we came into this physical incarnation. So, yes, I agree. They do support us. They do help us where possible, but we must follow through on our own plans. And that's what I was talking about before. Happiness or suffering is our choice. And ultimately, we will not be judged for it. We will just learn from it. So let's go on to something that's very important that the book speaks about, a calm mind. And how can our listeners begin to create this?
Okay. Yeah, we unconsciously put on many different emotions throughout every day. And so it's important to sometimes take time to consciously let go of them. Because when our mind is full of different thoughts, especially negative thoughts, we can't really see our true self. So it's like if you spend a quiet time in creating a calm mind, you can see yourself and things and other people more clearly, and you can kind of grasp this world more objectively.
Absolutely. And each of us has felt distress or anger. We cannot eliminate these emotions. We're here to experience them. But we can take the first step towards achieving serenity by practicing detachment or letting go and embrace better thoughts so we can create a better reality instead of holding on to some of these negative thoughts, which will float in. Nobody will be without these thoughts, so we just have to learn how to work with them through calm breathing, relaxing the body, raising our vibration to positive thoughts so we can connect more fully to this higher informational field of energy and love. And that's another way to be calm, and being calm creates health, vitality, greater possibilities for love. Let's go on to the light. People speak of the light. So how can one feel the light?
Well, first of all, a calm mind is essential. Like I said, if your mind is really busy, it's like trying to talk in a busy place. You can't really hear what the other person is trying to, tell you. So it's like you have to, once you've, are able to create a calm mind, you'll be able to hear more clearly the messages or inspirations that our guardian spirits are trying to send us from heaven. And I believe it's really important to be able to tune your mind to the vibrations of heaven. That it means to keep your mind clean, warm, and serene.
Absolutely.
And by calming your mind and looking within, you can start feeling the light.
Yeah, and I think when you feel that lightness in your soul, some people achieve it in nature, some people find it in music, in art, in watching children, all different ways to let that light shine within us brighter, and then we can give it out more into the world. And it's really a zest for living. You know, when you meet a person who has that spark, their eyes twinkle, their walk is a little faster, and they're just bouncing because their energy from within is light and in alignment to spirit. Now let's go on to the true you, and what is the true you versus false self? This is a very important concept for people to grasp the duality of our life, our ego-based mind and our soul-based energy of the heart. So tell us something about that.
Sure. In this book, Invitation to Happiness, Ryoka talks about the true you, which is our divine nature. He says that we all have a diamond-like nature within us, and we shine different lights depending on each of our characteristics and strengths and also the plans that we make. And our unique gifts reflected like a multitude of diamond facets. So it's Our job is to search out and polish our unique gifts and heavenly attributes. And anything that goes against this true nature is our false self. So the self, the true self is the shining part of you, and you know the positive self when you feel happy, when you love someone, you know, when you want to be kind to other people. But, you know, when you feel jealous or hold grudge against someone, or when you hate someone, that's a very negative feeling. And you know intuitively that these are not your true self. So anything that opposes the characteristics of your true self is a false self.
Right, absolutely. And this was written in the book, Ways to Know Your True Self, and I think our listeners might like to hear this. If you discover thoughts within yourself that shine with the light of your true self, let go of the thoughts that oppose them. For example, if you discover the characteristic of love within yourself, then let go of your feelings of hatred. If you visualize yourself blessing other people, remove jealousy from your mind. If gratitude wells up from within, get rid of sarcastic and malicious thoughts. If you can feel peace in your mind, get rid of impatience and irritation. This is how we keep polishing and shining our inner angel or part of our soul being. So humans have this power to receive these heavenly inspirations, and the more we're able to let them in, the more connected we will be to everything that is really the values of heaven or the divine, which we can bring onto this planet and into our physical life. So let's go on to something that many people don't really understand. How can hardships and failures act as tools for spiritual growth and connecting more to this higher vibration and inner light?
Sure. We naturally want to avoid any hardships and difficulties. But like the saying, no pain, no gain goes, you know, the hardships and failures are what train and nurture our souls. And for example, if you want to be stronger, you would probably physically stronger, you would start going to the gym, but you will experience muscle aches. But this pain is the evidence that you have become stronger. And it's like the same thing. If we face hardships and failures in this world, it's painful, you know. But by going through them, we can actually be stronger. Our souls can be stronger, and we can learn so much from this experience. So actually, failures and mistakes help us grow spiritually.
Yeah, I think they help us eventually find and value that middle road and learn that there really is no good or bad, right or wrong. It is just a middle road for us to have these opposites so we can discover love and consideration and kindness, honesty and a peaceful mind and all the wonderful attributes of that higher realm of values and thinking. So it's important to have. Mm-hmm. You can't go through life just on one vibration. That the differences are what give us the joy and value that we put on our happiness and on our living in a very healthy way. So let's
exactly.
Go on. Right, we need it. We just so need it. Now, this mm-hmm. is also most important, and many people will talk about the word, but they will forget the really importance of understanding forgiveness. And it is a concept and a feeling that we all need and must embrace in order to go from a state of perhaps suffering or failure to a state of realizing our true self and our true nature. So why is forgiveness so important?
Well, an interesting perspective that Ryoka talks about in this book is that forgiveness is actually, it starts with knowing that we are all imperfect. We often suffer because we want to live a perfect life, but we can avoid failures and mistakes as we, you know, discussed. And we often cannot actually forgive ourselves for not being the person we want to be. And when we can't forgive ourselves, we can't forgive other people. So it really starts with trying to focus on the good, positive side of yourself and try to forgive ourselves if you want to start forgiving others.
Absolutely.
And
forgiveness, yeah.
I'm sorry, so it really comes, you can know how to forgive other people when you know how to forgive yourself.
Absolutely. And this was written in the book. In order to understand forgiveness, you might learn many times there is nothing to forgive, only to accept each person as they are and love them on some level that is honest and fair. There are dimensions of other people that we never see. Remembering this can help us maintain an open, compassionate, non-judgmental mind. Just as we don't always feel completely understood, we misunderstand others when we see them only from our own limited perspective. So that's what goes on very often with people. So that's another important word, non-judgmental minds, and we cannot be perfect. We weren't born to be perfect. We were born to experience this reality, this physical world, so we could just refine our soul essence and come to a higher level of understanding the divine nature of the universe and growth and possibilities. But perfection in a physical world is just not possible. Now, your book is a workbook, too. What are some of the exercises that are included?
Okay, we have many, many exercises, but we have 8 exercises that you can practice with downloadable music. And these are deep breathing exercise, visualizing your true self, becoming one with the will of the universe, your life mission, your purpose, relationship harmony, flowing stream, visualization, simple pleasures, and visualizing your dream. These are guided meditation, and if you can download the music from our website, you can practice them at home anytime you want.
Yes, and also you did give information about deep breathing, how to free the mind from worries, visualization of your true self. There are many techniques that are given to help people tap into this inner angel part of themselves and to achieve a different state of mind and peacefulness. What is happiness in the now, right now?
It is really about focusing on what you can do right now. I think a lot of people believe that, you know, we can change our future, but not many people believe that they can actually change their past. But this book describes how you can find happiness in the present and the past. When you become happier today, all the experiences you had in the past, any events, people you met, were meant to guide you to happiness in the present. So by making yourself becoming happier now, you'll be able to actually change your memories and experiences in the past.
Absolutely. And each one has helped us become who we are today. So all of us have both the right and the responsibility to be happy. And taking responsibility for our happiness allows us to cultivate compassion and acknowledge one another. Once again, it means to allow, accept, and surrender to the beauty of who each of us is. Even if in the moment something is not going according to what our perception or plan is, it's still okay, because it allows for change, and we're here in this life to flow through and acknowledge change as a good thing, not as a bad thing. I want to thank you, Mia Tomikawa, for sharing the ideas and fundamental goals of happy science and discussing one of the books written by the founder, Raoho Okawa, of Happy Science, Invitation to Happiness. I believe the goal of spiritual seekers is always to show a clearer view of ourselves as human and spiritual beings in search of the inner being or angel within and forging a connection to universal energy. To read more about this group, Happy Science, and this book, Invitation to Happiness, go to okawabooks.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have hopefully discovered the inner angel we all possess and the means for expressing through this layer of soul an alignment to universal source, generating greater compassion, faith, and love for life within ourselves, and creating our best world through self-investigation and the mastering of our human emotions, so we may allow, accept, and appreciate happiness in the now. Master Ryoho Okawa, Mia, and I would have you remember your true nature and be guided to the angel within, the force that supports life on both a physical and energetic level, and which, if we allow it, inspires us to be courageous, bold, compassionate, and to begin to flow in a peaceful, accepting way of life, no matter what realities we engage. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to my website, CherylGlick.com, to read and listen to loving, conscious authors and leaders in the metaphysical, scientific, spiritual, educational, and medical fields as we learn more about the human condition, our world and universe, and the means to change. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.